McCarthy rolls the deep state, advances government funding plan that cuts off Ukraine cash. By Bradley J. on September 30, 2023. Speaker Kevin McCarthy scored a shocking victory over the deep state Saturday by securing House passage of a 45-day stopgap bill to keep the government open and cut off funding for Ukraine. McCarthy's victory seemed almost impossible as recently as this morning amid disagreements inside his own conference and a willingness among Democrats to shut down the government over Ukraine funding. Yet as it became clear that momentum for a stopgap continuing resolution, or CR, without Ukraine funding was building, panicked Democrats began utilizing delay tactics, including a long filibuster speech from Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY. Representative Jamal Bowman allegedly pulled a fire alarm in the Capitol complex to delay the vote. U.S. Capitol Police are investigating, and House Republicans are calling to expel him from Congress. The bill now shifts to the Senate, where Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, have locked arms for weeks insisting on using the funding battle as leverage for continuing taxpayer subsidization of Ukraine's war. The duo reportedly have acquiesced to the House bill in order to prevent a shutdown. The short length of the bill will give the Ukraine First Caucus in both congressional chambers time to scheme for the next spending battle, where they undoubtedly will use another threat of shutdown as leverage for further funding of the distant war. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, acknowledged McCarthy's victory over the deep state after Saturday's House vote. It's rumored that Pentagon officials are on their way over to the Capitol to lobby for Schumer MC Connell, tweeted Lee. The military-industrial complex doesn't like to lose. Senators Lee and Rand Paul, RKY, had planned to employ parliamentary delay tactics on the CR vote, but in a sign of how big a victory McCarthy's bill is for conservatives, the duo has indicated they will allow for quick consideration of the bill in the Senate. McCarthy and conservatives deserve to celebrate today. But the battle for more Ukraine funding will pick back up soon if the bill passes the Senate this weekend as expected.